SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Earthquakes large enough to be felt by a lot of people are relatively uncommon on the East Coast, but they had one this week in New Jersey. Hofstra University professor of earth science, Dr. Brett Beddington, told AM 970 The Answer in New York, there are things people can do in the event of an aftershock.
You know, the standard advice is get under a table, you know, in case something falls down from above. You know, if you can get out of a building, you should probably try and get out of a building.
Meanwhile, the East Coast earthquake has startled travel by air, road, and rail around the region. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Mike Lauren, says Israel faces a strategic threat from Hezbollah, armed by Iran with as many as 170,000 highly accurate long-range rockets.
And they can take out all of our essential infrastructure, our air bases, our fuel lines. They could target Dimona. And then they also have cyber capabilities, something Hamas did not have.
Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The California-based 99 Cents Only stores are no more. As Keith Peters reports, they're one of the latest casualties in the world of rising inflation and a struggling U.S. economy.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink. A measure that encompasses losses from employee theft, shoplifting, damage, administrative errors, and more. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. Americans are being asked to weigh in on abortion in a new poll. Michael Harrington has results.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism is leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports roughly 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence inside the country. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the mostly Christian country, and attacks on believers are normally carried out by Islamic radicals. This is SRN News. Johnson & Johnson is pumping more money into heart care.
Johnson & Johnson announcing a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. The deal has already been approved by the boards of directors from both companies. Shockwave specializes in intravascular lithotripsy, technology that uses sonic pressure waves to crack calcium lesions in arteries and restore blood flow.
That's John Scott reporting. Safety regulators close an investigation into complaints that steering wheels can fall off some Toyota SUVs.
The investigation opened in 2018 by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration covered about 708,000 Highlanders from the 2008 through 2013 model years. The agency says it's closing the probe because the problem happened rarely and likely was caused by collision damage.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.